Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Friday's grand prize winner for our two-day wine country getaway to Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn was Andres from San Francisco.
Andres. Say it again.
Andres?
I don't know.
Andres.
How do you spell it?
A-N-D-R-E-S. Andres. Oh, yeah.
I just say Andres.
Andres.
Like undress.
Like undress.
No.
Andres from San Francisco.
Okay, will do.
So today,
you bet.
Okay. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. These are your chances to get qualified for your ticket into our secret show and pool party on June 26th. That is, it's 2.5 weeks from now, not even.
Yikes.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
No.
No.
It is coming up so fast. So we're going up to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. We've done this 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. This time it's a pajama llama ding dong party.
Yeah, bring your llama pajamas for prizes.
So there's like a whole costume contest with the llama thing going on too?
That's right, Sarah.
Boy, it's really happening. Weird. And can I say the news that I got yesterday?
I gotta wait till...
Okay. So there's all kinds of special things in the works for this. But if you call our number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you get two passes to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and the pool party that follows it. It is quite a night. This is June.
It is quite a night.
It is, truly. June 26th. It's a Wednesday night. And then you're in the running for the Daily Grand Prize Wine Country Getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You have to be 21 or older to win this prize. Five people today will qualify. One of those five we'll get the grand prize.
Hey, can I invite Alan from Bananas to the...
Well, I'm speaking with him about something else. Yeah.
Oh, Alan, you're invited.
It's a big deal. We have such a good time. The next morning on the 27th,
I'm hoping he comes up with a llama guitar.
Oh, my God. How could... Oh. What? Who even has that? There's no such thing.
We're trying to tie him in somehow. Yeah.
So the next morning, we're doing our show live from the big tent. Right out there in the front of the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn Spa. That is open to everyone, so feel free to join us for that. Bring the kids. It's a regular show. The secret show, however, it's nasty.
No kids.
No kids. Everyone's got to be 21 and up.
That side of Sarah will take your head right off.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
You'll be sitting there, and then you hear her say stuff, and you go, oh, my God.
She seemed like such a nice lady right up until she said that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We get these throughout the show, and then we try to read a few of them back to you guys here at the end.
It's a little roundup.
Towards the end of the show. Little input. Mm-hmm. So you know that we're listening.
Yeah. Even if we don't read your text on the air, we read it.
You listen to us. We listen to you.
Yeah.
It's a deal. Don't text and drive, though, please.
Ever.
As much as you want to get your 2 cents in, stop the driving of the car, then text us. Right.
Right, just like that.
Kindergarten teacher here from Oakland. Kids vomit in class a lot. One teacher put her hand out to catch a student's vomit.
Oh,
I don't do that.
Why would
I bet
do that?
She doesn't do it anymore either.
Yeah.
It probably only takes one time.
Like, why did I do this?
Out of instinct.
Yeah, just a reflex.
Oh, I try to catch anything that's coming my way.
Sure. Well, just maybe just to stop it. If it's projectiling at you, you put your hands out.
Whatever. Right.
Defense, a defensive wound. Vomit all over your
hand. Maybe you just keep buckets in the classroom.
That's freaking gross. Ooh. Kids don't know sometimes, too, when they're going to barf. Like, they don't really know, what is this feeling that I have? Oh, boy.
Then they get scared.
Yeah.
No.
They're crying. The janitor comes over and comforts them and says, don't worry, I'll put some kitty litter on it. Sops it right up.
Sarah, have you watched the Netflix series, The O&A? The OA? So good.
You know, Hooman and I tried to start that. I think we got 2 episodes in and I just abandoned ship on that. I didn't.
It wasn't for me either.
That's weird.
And I tried twice.
Oh.
And left it both times. Mm. So
maybe I'll get to it someday. So
I
many
never
other
will.
Shows. Mm-mm. Just so many shows.
I'm all about right now the Murder Mountain. It's a documentary, though. It's not for everybody.
Yeah. It's about Humboldt.
It's about Humboldt and about the pot business. Mm-hmm.
And the nudist colonies.
Well, I mean, it started out, I think the pot business started out as these hippies.
Yeah, we just want to grow our own weed, man.
You know, trying to sort of, they were growing their own vegetables, and of course their smoke, so they wanted their own smoke. And out of that comes a real business, and then it's a drug business where there's a lot of money, so then comes murder and other things.
Sure.
And all the hippies went, we're going to go.
Yeah, we weren't really here for the bad stuff.
We just were going to smoke a doobie while we made a salad.
Listen to our Cheech and Chong records.
I don't
have a drum circle every
the machine gun stuff's all about.
Yeah, that seems dangerous.
My wiener's out. I don't want to run for it undressed like this. Mm. You know?
Right. Good point, Ben.
That's funny. The guy who's doing the thing, one of the guys, he's like, here's me, naked, building the rafters in our commune. Mm. Yeah, I'm barefoot. And he's up on this structure, naked, barefoot, with a tool belt on.
I'm guessing no hard hat.
No hard hat, no. And then he's all proud of himself. He's like, yeah, barefoot, that's how I roll. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Don't roll like
that. Your wiener's out. You weirdo.
Dummy.
In the second grade, one kid barfed, and then before you know it, six others.
Sometimes
there's a ripple effect
yeah.
due to the horrid smell and the graphic views.
Yeah. It's sympathy barf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kitty litter stocks went up that day. Classes resumed outside for the day.
Well, especially in a warm room, that's not a good... Yeah, not good. Barf. That's its own special smell.
Everyone's concerned about single-use plastic utensils, straws, cups... I don't know why they're not concerned about the Keurig cups, K-cups. Yeah, many offices have those machines in their break rooms, and they go through hundreds of those little cups a day. Yeah, do you guys remember that? My mom bought me one of those, and I returned it for that reason. I just didn't want to have a bunch of
plastic.
Ugh.
They have some biodegradable whatever cups that people use, too.
Oh, yeah, they do? San Francisco mm-hmm. coffee company or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I think that's right. What it was. I think I did a review on it.
You know
what happened to use these reviews?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? It doesn't happen anymore.
I know.
I haven't bought a thing in like 5 years.
It hasn't been that long.
Use these reviews.
I don't know. I lost Tyler, who was doing my video editing. Then I never resumed with that. Vaughn did it with me once or twice, I think, and then he's got like 10 other jobs. So
Vaughn's busy.
Yeah, he's really busy.
Busy guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's trying to make it.
Sure. Costs a lot to live in San Francisco.
Yep. You know
and he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Until they're, filthy rich and then they're
right.
like, ha 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 ha.
Ah, the beauty of my life is astounding.
Right.
Come on,
Tal. Uzi's Reviewsies. Check out our honker wazoozies.
Oh, boy.
Thanks,
you.
Sarah.
It's smooth like glass.
I can't believe you thought of that.
Like I want it. I
honker wazoozies.
Check out our honker wazoozies.
It's like I can hear the brain farts when I listen back to that stuff. You got it. I got it.
I bought it. I like it. I want it. I bought it. I got it. I got it. I love it. I want
got it.
It.
You got it. Yeah. Smooth, Sarah. Play that again a million times.
I want it.
Oh, great.
I got it. I bought it.
Careful
I like
what you wish
it.
For,
I
everyone.
I want it. I bought it. I got it. I got it. I love it. I want it.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it. Boy, you think it's just coming out of your mouth, and that'll be the end of it.
Got it. I got it. I love it. I want it.
Well, it's music. That's why you make music. It lives forever.
Yes. That's what I wanted, that to live forever.
Vinny, 925 says KD just entered the arena for the morning shoot-around.
Oh, my God.
He's going to play. But that's just from a texter.
Well, in this case, let's believe texters.
That's good news for you guys, eh?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, sorry about it.
Oh, my God. You know, there's so much, and this is all sports talk nonsense or whatever. Not nonsense, of course. We have the game downstairs, and they're fantastic. But what I'm saying is people talk so much about KD and how he might be leaving the team, and the team didn't need him, and now they do need him. And if he comes walking in and they end up winning... Not just tonight, but the whole thing.
Yeah.
He is the hero, dude.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Talk
hey?
About heroic.
Had a long road to hoe.
It's set up for him to be the biggest hero. Right?
Oh, he,
right?
We'd have to get him that a special
We're down great. 3-1. Yeah. He shows up after an injury and takes him to the win.
Oh, that'd
oh
be...
Oh, my God.
I tell you something. The area would be stunned.
Yeah, they would.
Sorry.
That's got to be some kind of record. Never mind. We won't even talk about it.
Well, let's hope that he doesn't come back, eh?
Vinny, you should look up a company called Loop. You don't tell me about Loop. I tell you about Loop.
That's right.
Yeah, you've talked about Loop.
If you're considered about all the, if you're concerned about all the plastic, it's awesome. I know it's awesome.
Yeah.
I told you about it.
Is that the one where they're doing the thing where they'll deliver to you in like metal boxes and you know, glass cartons,
refillable containers?
Yeah. Right.
And then you put them back and
right,
they get taken back to the people who.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Big Little Lies was amazing, but too short.
Oh.
Meryl Streep was jaw-dropping excellent.
That's an HBO thing, right? So that's one episode at a time.
I heard she wasn't that good.
Oh my God!
No, you
stop
didn't.
Did you hear that from no one ever?
Rumor going around. Not
I
too
might
good.
Let a few episodes of that save up.
I heard she had to put in an earpiece, and they had to read her lines to her through, so that she wouldn't.
Yeah.
She's gotten so
what a
lazy.
Mess she is.
Yeah, she won't even try to read the script.
Oh, it looks good.
Thing sucks.
Yo, Sarah.
What'd I do now?
WTF is wrong with your Bostonian idiots and their BS straight pride parade.
Oh, don't ask
Jesus
me.
Jesus bleeping
I got
Christ.
Nothing to do with that. I agree with you. It's so stupid. Whatever. Jerks. There's jerks everywhere, though. Boston this, wrong.
This entire... Oh, good one.
Thank you.
Way to go. Look at you. You keep coming up with them. Look at her bazoozy. What is it?
Honker wazoozy.
Check out her honker wazoozy.
And now Boston wrong. My God, you're on a roll today.
Oh, somebody stop me. Oh, danger zone.
This entire Utah police story is the definition of irony.
Yeah, it's good.
In second grade, I puked all over my math workbook in the middle of class.
Oh.
I got sent home, of course, and my teacher picked up my math workbook and realized I hadn't done anything in it all year. I was doing fine in class, so she just didn't notice. I spent the next week at home puking and catching up on my math workbook.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
I wet my pants in second grade, too.
It's a big year for
right
that.
At my desk.
Oh, me too.
The teachers told us not to get out of our seats for anything, so I didn't. LOL.
I don't really remember the circumstances. I just remember having done it.
Oh, look.
Feeling bad about it.
Siri's taking dictation right
oh,
now.
Oh, that's great. Read us back the last few minutes.
Hey, Sarah. Oh. Hey, I wet my pants in second grade to write... at my desk for teachers told us not to get out of receipts for anything, so I didn't. LOL. I don't really remember. I'll look. Siri is taking dictation. Sorry, everyone.
She's not that accurate.
It's not going anywhere. I've worked in schools for 30 years. Kids still barf all the time.
Yeah, barf happens.
Yeah.
Vomit.
I taught myself how to do it without using my fingers as a child and would do it any time I wanted just to get out of school. Oh. I'd say I'm sick and that's how I'd cut class.
Well, taught yourself to do it without even using your fingers. That's a neat trick.
Talent.
I think that's called bulimia.
Genius.
Okay.
I'm with you. Wish I hadn't eaten that. Well, I didn't.
I follow Amy Schumer because she is so real. After she gave birth, she has photos of her walking around the hospital in underwear.
Yeah, she has photos of her walking out on the trails in underwear from just the other day ago. She loves the hospital underwear.
Oh, they're great, the hospital underwear.
What?
Tell me more.
Kind. They're
just loose.
We were looking at it, and I think it's the mesh kind.
Yeah.
When you have any kind of procedures,
yeah.
They give you that mesh netted underwear, and it allows stuff to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Disposable, too, right?
Sure. Peel it off and throw it in the
trash. Underwear?
I don't know about that, friend. I don't think so.
Is it paper?
No, it's
not paper.
It's like a very...
Yeah, it's cotton-ish.
Yeah.
Breathable.
Did Anita have that after her baby?
Yes, she
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Because they need to get at the area so they can just rip those apart. You know.
She's still wearing them all the time?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm.
That's too bad.
They weren't super sexy.
Tear away.
She'd bring those to Coco and ask them to make a designer version. Hey, Gucci.
Yeah, throw a sign on it, right? An emblem?
Yeah.
Right on the ass cheeks.
Here's how
right
it's
up.
Done.
Yes.
Oh, it says Gucci. I'm in.
She is praising how comfortable the hospital underwear is. I can't follow those pretend perfect people on Instagram because life isn't supposed to be perfect. And Sarah, I have never heard of a condom called a Jimmy ever. Yeah, you are not alone.
I'm not the only one. Look at that. She's in her underpants. There's many more pictures. You go keep looking because there's better pictures of her in underpants than that one. There's ones where she's out. Oh, go back up. Go back up. Go back up one. Keep going.
I was just here. Can you go higher? Lower.
She's walking out on the trails walking her baby.
Oh, there's the milking machine.
Yeah. I love Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy Schumer.
Please never stop this bit. It's literally my favorite song ever.
Which bit?
You got it.
Oh,
you
my
want
God.
It? Got it. You love
you
it?
Got it.
You got it.
You got it.
Got
oh
it.
My God! Yay! More.
I love this song.
It's got it. I got it.
Literally
it.
My favorite song
it.
Ever. Says 650.
I'm glad you.
Did you know it. DJ Khaled's toddler son is credited as an executive producer on that album?
He better be. He's the king. I'm so stupid.
Well, you know,
more
I mean,
money,
people,
right?
People love their kids. Yeah, that kid, right.
Everybody loves their kids, but some parents show restraint because they don't want to ruin their kid.
Mm. Yeah, but when your kid is born made of pure gold, you realize you have something special and you've got to parade him around to the entire world so that he can grace the world with his presence.
Okay. Lucky us.
Oh, there she is. I love Amy Schumer. Look at her just.
You don't even follow her. What do you mean you love her so much?
I do follow her on something. I just never look at Instagram. I follow her on one of my accounts. She's the best around. But down, she's the best.
I totally know Jimmy's, and I am born and raised in California. Mm. And then the next person says, Jimmy's are condoms. Yeah. Why are you putting those on your ice cream?
Never heard of them.
Come on.
Never heard of them as a condom.
A rubber on your
no
it's gross dude
put the things you call sprinkles
and they don't Jimmy's. Smell great either by the way
condoms
yeah it's probably I know it's
well,
if
they have
you
that
ever
latex-y
use
smell.
Yeah there's a yeah. there's a it's the lube smell it's not good it's not great
they have a certain smell I like that smell
you no you don't
sure I do
so that's why you put it on your ice cream
yeah
all right
oh, yeah delicious. Chewy.
Ugh.
It's good. No. I like my ice cream to have a little bit of chewiness to it.
I think Jim Jeffries, comedian, does it. Isn't that's Eddie F's old boyfriend.
Roommate. Yeah. I think he's an Australian guy, isn't he?
I think Jim, he is. I think Jim, and I never like been to Eddie's house when I guess they lived together and it was like insanity.
Crazy times, yeah. In Venice Beach.
Mm. I think Jim does a whole bit during one of his stand-up routines on airplane etiquette on why the middle person should get both armrests. Yeah, I'm willing to give that seat sucks. You don't want that seat. I just told the story about how I purposefully picked
the
not
aisle.
I'm not doing it. I don't want to be in there.
It'd be weird if you sat down next to the guy and left the aisle seat open.
Right. It would.
It'd be like,
hey, move over.
Right. Take the other seat.
Maybe we'll get lucky and have space between us.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, right.
Then you both get both arms.
You ever been on a Southwest flight? They're
nope.
filled every time.
I've never been on one.
Are you just kidding?
No.
You've never been on Southwest?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never had to go like, I'm a B-14?
No.
And then you got to go, what number are you? Yeah. They're like, 16. And then you go, move it, punk. I'm 14. And you get in front of them. You know why? Because you want to get a better seat than them.
Right.
Because once those, all the bleep holes get the window and the aisle, then you start getting, then you got to sit bitch. Mm. Sorry, B. Sorry, hump. Whatever you guys want to call it.
This is yet another reason I'll probably never fly Southwest. Yikes. I've never heard anything good about it.
Oh, the flights are fine. And the, you know, the flight attendants are all charming. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
Are you making that up?
No. I'm telling you my true experience.
That's the one where you have to bring your own food on and people have like, you know, it's garlic an hour, smell and stuff.
I mean, you don't fly.
Oh,
it's like an hour that. Flight. I flew down south. I don't need food every hour.
I need food every hour.
Jesus.
I might die. I might shrivel up and be blown away in the wind if I don't get a donut in me pretty soon.
Love Murder Mountain. Really interesting show. Those hippies brought weed from Pakistan into the U.S. Oh, wow. They flew to Pakistan. The hippies did way back in the 70s.
In the nude?
No. He put on clothes so they wouldn't notice him because he was going to get these seeds to grow indica pot. Oh. Really good pot. They realized you had to grow females and they realized you had to get better seeds because the stuff they were growing wasn't good.
Mm.
And ultimately, that's where...
And Pakistan's where the good stuff is.
Well, that's where the seeds were.
Huh.
So they sowed the seeds into all this stuff that they shipped.
Sowing the seeds of love.
You're right. Into purses and stuff. Like
What?
That's what she's doing.
it's all
a drug ring. Right.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
That's why you love sowing so much.
Because of the weed. Yep. You figured me out, Vin. Wow.
I'm embarrassed it's taken so long. Jeez.
Mm. You should have seen his face when he realized that I'm a drug runner. Wow.
Good for Iran, and Thailand. But I do know a lot of foreigners go to Thailand for sex changes because it's cheaper. And the first few plastic surgeons who mastered sex change surgeries are there.
Also, you know, I don't go for discount rates on my sex change surgery.
You wouldn't think. That seems like a big deal. Yeah. Oh, God, look at how late I am. I'm so sorry.
Goodness. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast. Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sarah and Vinny.
What are you going to do?
Oh, hold on now. What? Ask those questions on the air, Vinny.
Aren't we on?
We're on now.
Are we on? Is this thing
on?
The song just said? The song just said.
Are you going to a hotel?
I don't know. I have to talk to John.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're getting your carpets in today.
Johnny V, huh?
No, I just want to see how he's doing if the
Hope
guy's got there.
He doesn't say no.
Just tell him that you'll pay for it. What is that?
That's a big duh.
Oh, because you want the hotel, so you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Well, I'll stay there, but I'm not paying for it. Huh?
Do you have to get him his own room because he snores so much?
Oh, yeah, 2 rooms? No. Oh, this is getting expensive.
I wasn't really planning on staying the night there.
What?
I was just going to stay.
Oh, have a room to hang out in during the day.
Yeah, till the guys are done, like at 6 or 7 o'clock.
Oh, but aren't all your, isn't your bed like down in the kitchen?
Well, they'll have to put the stuff back in.
They move the stuff back in?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I got to talk to them.
Oh, God, this is problematic.
It's so convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
It's complex. Well, look, I hope either way that today turns into just one of those smashing days. You're like, wow, I really thought today was going to suck. But
boom, boom, boom.
But it's great.
Well, at least it's not a record heat wave day.
Yeah, at least it's not that.
That's true. I'm actually very concerned about the worker guys.
Well, yeah, you better turn that little fan thing you got on.
Oh, don't worry. They're going to be
all...
I'm
sure that's in the kitchen, Sarah.
Well, this project went from 3 to 6 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I like having Ella here, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to live in that house. Where is your little doggy?
She's waiting out the door. Come on, let's go.
Of course she is. All right, we're done here. Turning things over to Lexi, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Taco Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.